This week's selection is taken from the Kutei Sichos, volume 26, beginning Parshas Pekudei. It says, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan Asher Pukar Al Pi Moshe. So I was going to discuss what's the role of Moshe in this. So it says like this. Parshas Pekudei Misaper Satorah Ketzed Mona Moshe Rabbeinu Ba'atmo Es HaTrumos HaKesef HaNechoshesh Shneskablu Levinyas HaMishkan. So the Torah tells us how Moshe personally gave an accounting and counted up all of the donations that were given with the kesef, the silver, the nechoshes, the copper they received for building the Mishkan. The pashtus, right? So what's the simple understanding why this was? So notice, irazu, this counting, liyos, din v'cheshben, to give an accounting and to show al trumos v'ashima shenas b'hem, what was collected and what were they used for. K'dei l'hasir chashad milev Yisrael, to remove any questionable doubts or suspicions, accusations from the hearts of the Jewish people. Ulam, however, HaMedrash Misab, the Medrash tells us, and it's also quoted by Rabbeinu Bechaya, and it's a Zohar as well, Shekasher Moshe Rabbeinu Shikli HaKesef, when he counted them, Chosru Lo, he was lacking Elef V'Sheva Umeyas V'Chamishim V'Shivim, 1,775 Shkom were lacking. So what comes out? Yosef Baskov Amrin says, also Vav Mahmudim. Nope. You forgot where they were, I'll tell you. They were made for these hooks, the Vav Mahmudim. Okay. Also, so we have an expression of how trustworthy Moshe was. It says later on, Bamidbar, Avi Moshe, Moshe is so trustworthy. My whole house, all my people, he's the most trustworthy. So we have a question over here. Right, let's ask a shayla. Madua haya bichlal sorech b'mesiras din v'cheshbon. Why did Moshe have to give an accounting? What's the purpose of it? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself testifies and tells us Shenihal, he manages es trumos ben amonos, that he was faithful in how he managed the money, the collections. There was nothing, no monkey business going on. So the Baskol could have just come out and said that. Cut to the chase. It doesn't have to give a whole report. Just tell us this is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's trustworthy. So mikan anu lomdim. From here we learn the following important idea. Sha'af shemitaroso habshuto shodim v'cheshbin hi lahatzig lifnei am Yisrael, to display in front of all the Jewish people. The reason why they did this is din v'cheshbin esikum ha'trumos shimush shenas bohem, where the total amount that was collected and what was done with them, k'dil hasir shel kol chashad, again, to remove any suspicions, harei be'oimek, but the depth is of the vorim, ha'isekan od matara, there was an additional purpose to this besides just, you know, clearing your name. What's that? Beitzad mahusa pnimis shel hamishkan, which relates to the essence and the internal dimension of what the Mishkan represented. Hayitzarech shemoshe Rabbeinu yaskim es kol atumas. We had to have Moshe Rabbeinu involved at this point. Now the Rebbe is going to explain why. So he says there's a difference between an individual and the tzibur. Hamishkan nivne mitrumosehem shel yechidim. The Mishkan was built through the donations of private citizens, of individuals. But the Mishkan itself belongs to the Klal Yisrael. How do you convert and change and make individual contributions into something that's now part of the Tzibur? That was the role of Moshe in this. That's why we started off by saying that it was done Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was involved. He's the Nasi, he's the leader. He was able to unite all of the individual contributions, but also Oksan Ruchush HaTzipur Kulo, and to make it into a communal type of offering. Because since he was the leader, he connected everybody. When an individual gives truma, totally hadav b'kavana. So it depends. What was this individual person's kavana when he decided to give this monetary contribution? Yitochin, it could be shetarim b'chol libo. Maybe he was sincere. V'yitochin, perhaps shelotarim b'chol libo. Maybe he wasn't so sincere about it. Maybe he felt guilted into it, pressured. Everyone else is doing it. I have to give also. V'chein, therefore, tzivah kodesh baruch levi as trumos el Moshe. Everybody brings the truma, their donations to Moshe, shekein biyosef v'chinas melech, because Moshe was a melech, as brought down in the Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vov, shelibo hulev kahal Yisrael, that the heart of the king is the heart of the nation, And Moshe is the heart of the nation. So therefore, his heart covers everybody. He's the one who unites all the different contributions, regardless of what they were thinking, but it comes to Moshe, it comes to the Melech. Now he gives them over now to make them for using in the Mishkan. It's now Klal Yisrael is giving this together. Moshe is the one who converts it from the Yochid into the Tzibur. And then it explains that now there's no stains. What does he mean? But Omek Yosef, with a little bit more depth than this, Achas Hasibos Shamishkan Nikra Mishkan Ha'edus. One of the reasons, not the only reason, but one of the reasons why it's called a Mishkan Ha'edus, he mishum Shahamishkan Haya Edus the Israel Shabiter Lahem Akosh Baruch Amaisa Ha'egel. Shashor Shinoh Benim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mevater, he gave in, and he did not decide to punish the Klal Yisrael for the terrible thing that happened with the Cheta Egel, and the Shechina is going to dwell with the Jewish people. Ulam Af Shahakodesh Baruch Hu Viter li Yisrael al Cheta Egel. Yes, it's true, Hashem was Mevater and did give in, not punish for the chet, the sin of the golden calf. Bechol zois dovak behem pagam achet. Nevertheless, there was still something that's attached to them, a pagam, a blemish. Ketzasim bekach shechotu bepoil, miktzasim bekach shelo mochu kinidrash. Some actually physically participated in it, and others who didn't protest as they should have. Hayochit shechotu ve'egel, lo noga bo klal, hayem Moshe Rabbeinu. The Malach shouldn't have shaychas to that. Who Hayaz Bahar Sinai? Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai when this whole thing was happening. V'lo Haisalo Shum Shaychus Lechei. Didn't have any connection to it. Afil Lo Bechinas Yesh Biyad Alimchos. He wasn't able to protest. He didn't even know what was going on. Lechein Keshu Kibel Esatrumo Shalkol Yisrael Umosul Nasias Amishkan. So for Moshe had no Shaychus to the Cheta Egil, and he takes the Truma and he gives it over now to build the Mishkan. Ze Haisin Asina She'ein Bo Shum Revev Shal Cheta Egil. This is a type of giving over that had no stains from the Cheta Egel. Afil lo ke kapara shel cheta, not even as a kapara for this. V'chein davka Moshe, that's why it's specifically through Moshe, hayochel la'achid es kol hatrumos l'nichsei tzibur v'ashkin es HaKadosh Baruch Hu kan l'mata. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nasi, is the one who was able to bring the Shechina into the Mishkan. Beautiful idea about, again, why it says, Eile Pekudi HaMishkan, why the Pekudim B'davka had to come through Moshe, and that is an insight that we get from this week's Parsha. Wishing everybody a wonderful week.